This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,170. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D-Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
I'm
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes celebrates the holidays around the world. The way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clap.
Click, get you drunk.
All right, here we go. DMV makes a woman walk without a cane to renew her license. She promptly falls and breaks her wrist. A school bus is evacuated and 15 are treated after an excessive amount of Axe body spray mist. Turns out Florida man first died of a drug overdose before being eaten by a gator. D.C. resident sets building on fire trying to rid area of a squirrel considered a traitor. And Florida woman who dates and lives with four guys gets pregnant. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Here's how it works. You call us. Wow, Ted, really, man? You call us, and then we will spin the category wheel. Then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who puts two scoops of stupid in every bowl of cereal and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go. I'm Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Frill.
Hold it, y'all's head. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3170. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once we, again, we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy ever, that would be Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one correct. And every time we play Big Dummy, we do a little Men's Room poll. Now, if you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live, you can go there and vote on the poll. And the last time we played the game, we asked you to do one good deed.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. That's right. Remember that? It was all positive. One good deed. So would that good deed to be to give up your seat to someone who needed it in first class?
Yes.
Would that good deed be to return $22,000 that you found on the side of the road that was laying there in an envelope that someone had left on their car and drove away and forgot about? Or do you save your ex's life? Any idea, Steve, how the voting went?
I would like to think that the answer is to save your ex's life.
Okay.
But I'm not sure that I even picked that one, so I really don't know.
All right. As far as the voting goes, the one thing that you are most least likely to not do is to return $22,000. 11% of the population said, that's
right
it.
There.
11% of the voters said, you know.
You found it, man.
Sure. Giving up your seat in first class, 37% said they would do that. And the number one good deed that someone would do, save your ex's life, they came in at 52%.
Okay. So 48% of us would allow our ex to die.
That is
either
correct.
To keep our seat
in first class
or for 22 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm saving the X.
That's how the
count
went
my 22
down.
G's in first class.
Okay. So since we made it so far, we are coming in on the holiday season, so to speak. Thanksgiving's already come and gone, but we have some things in front of us like Christmas.
Kwanzaa. Oh,
well, sure.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's put that as Christmas.
Set up, Ted.
As Christmas is one of the choices on here. Let's put it in perspective. If you are Jewish and you celebrate Hanukkah, then Hanukkah would be the equivalent. All right. If you celebrate Kwanzaa would be the equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever your equivalent is to Christmas, that would be the holiday that you would.
Why do you tell your kids they're all from school? Basically, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. So you're never going
to
celebrate.
They're all holidays around there, but are they equivalent to Christmas?
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying, Christmas is basically.
You want eight crazy nights? You want seven crazy nights or one night? You had the 12 days, but I mean.
I mean,
like,
you also have your birthday the day before, so it is kind of like a multi-holiday.
I'm just saying, I get it, but like. I don't know. Christmas is its own thing.
Look,
take the religion out of it.
Christmas dominates.
Yeah.
The only ads you see, like, there's no Coca-Cola polar bears lighting candles.
Christmas.
Whether that be Kwanzaa or Hanukkah. You know what they're doing? They're dressed like Santa Claus, drinking Coca-Cola, which is really
I can't believe you defend. Christmas is the only holiday, and it stole your birthday. You know what I mean? It stole your birthday.
You care more about that than I do.
Well, I know what I'm saying.
He's trying to rub it in, Ted.
Look, man, my birthday's in January, and I got the same treatment. Like, here's your birthday Christmas gift. And it's not even close to Christmas. So I know.
Is this the root of your bitterness?
It's not bitterness. I'm just saying.
What do you mean it's not bitterness?
You get screwed on a present.
Do you hear yourself?
You get screwed on a present when your birthday's that close to Christmas.
See, that sounds like bitterness.
Right? Yeah, it's
not. You get screwed.
Don't you get and your birthday's not in the summer, so you can't have a nice outdoor party or anything like that. It's cold, it's rainy, and you get one present instead of two. Just saying.
But you're not bitter.
No, not at all.
You kale.
Okay. So we're going to pick a holiday to never
What's up,
celebrate.
Grapefruit?
Okay.
Jesus.
The first one will be Christmas. And this means that you will not be with family.
Uh-huh.
This means that you do not exchange presents. You do not buy things. You do not put up a tree. Whatever you normally do, it does not exist. Sure. So if that takes a month for you to put up your decorations and enjoy the entire month, it's gone. The next up is your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, depending on what you think about your birthday, some people make a very big deal about their birthday.
I mean, people have birthday weeks.
Have birthday weeks. They have
We're
birthday
in the middle
months.
Of my birthday month.
Right. They have birthday months.
They There's have, sales for Ted's birthday.
They have parties where you say, how old are you? And they say, I'm 37. And that seems like one of those birthdays where like, ah, you know what I mean?
Why are we having a party?
Maybe if it was 30 or 25 or 35 or 40 or an even number or anything that, you know, represented something. But it doesn't.
So if you're 37, you feel bad about yourself.
You really
right
just
now.
Shouldn't do anything to your 40. I mean, it's not that you can't have a good time. Don't throw some massive thing like, I can't believe I'm 38. We can. You know what I'm saying? So birthday's number two.
We can.
We can.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the hair dye knows.
Number three on the list is the Super Bowl.
So it's taken off the list. No.
It's Super Bowl, man. Whether you go, you can't go to a party. You can't enjoy the dips. You cannot go.
The Super Bowl almost serves the purpose of Thanksgiving, where the meal you eat on Super Bowl Sunday, it's very much a once in a year thing. You might have each one of those things through the course of the year, but rarely do you eat all of that stuff. That's
a smorgasbord of delicious appetizers.
Yeah. Nothing but finger food.
That's what super.
It's greasy tapas.
And half the time, I'll be honest with you, depending on how the game is going, I've been to many Super Bowl parties where just the friends, the food, you know, I peek in and look at the score. I would watch it for extended periods of time.
It's not family. It's the group of friends you choose to hang out with.
Yeah. But it's not always.
I've been to Super Bowl parties where it's a good Super Bowl, and I still didn't pay attention.
Exactly, because there's so much else going on. Yeah. There really is. So it's an event. Super Bowl is your third choice of one thing you will never celebrate again. And finally, the fourth choice is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving with your family, Thanksgiving with a meal, Thanksgiving with watching football. The entire day does not exist in the form that we know it today. It's just another day in your
life. I get rid of it.
You get rid of Thanksgiving.
I would. I know that sounds, it's not that I'm not thankful for things, but I don't need a day to say it. I need like 3 or 4 years. But that said, like, the food is always the same.
I love the food.
The games, no matter what, one of those games involves the Detroit Lions. I know that sounds, but honest to God, like, we get three games. One of them involves the Lions. It's the last team I ever want to watch.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we get.
It's a little bit different.
Same turkey. I'm done with it.
It's a little bit different than any other Sunday, because on Sunday, at least sometimes you get one or two options at 10.
There's some.
Or one or four.
There's red zone.
Yeah.
You can't survive. The Lions are the only game in town, so it's almost like a wasted game. It really is. But Christmas.
Isn't watching the Cowboys.
Cowboys is a waste, too.
Lately, right.
I mean, watching them lose is fun.
The Cowboys?
Yeah. But okay. That late game sometimes is good.
Sometimes.
I'm telling you, man, I'm getting rid of the Super Bowl.
What?
You're getting rid of the Super Bowl?
No, easy.
What do you mean easy?
Well,
wait, you want to watch football? The Super Bowl is part of the reason they're playing these games,
but when
man.
I said it earlier. When I go to Super Bowl parties, I don't know how much of the game I actually watch. I'm there for the snacks.
But you know what? You're not going to have those snacks
the, hanging out on the deck.
You're not going to have those snacks because there's no reason for you to collectively get together with all of this non-vegetarian-friendly
stuff. Super Bowl-like get together starting in November, like inadvertent. Like you invite some friends over, say you have meatballs in a crock pot, he brings donuts and makes chicken wings, somebody else brings chicken.
Donuts and chicken wings.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, Super Bowl, I'm done. I'll go snowboarding or something that day.
So on our men's room poll, you will pick one to never celebrate again. Will it be Christmas, your birthday, Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving? There is our men's room poll. And if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, you can vote now. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Devin, on Team Sober, Team Not Sober today?
I am sober today.
All right, welcome to the show, Devin. Okay, men's room poll, we just discussed it. Pick one to never celebrate again. Will it be Christmas, your birthday, Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving?
I have to go with Ted and go Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's done for it.
Shut your stupid mouth.
I'm shocked. Terrible.
I'm still young. I'm only 19, so I have to celebrate my birthday.
I had to say, keep the birthday. You're 19, which means Christmas probably still hooks you up pretty good.
I guess I could get rid of my birthdays. It'd still be Christmas Eve.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good point.
You're not getting a present anyway.
But I like when people say, happy birthday on Christmas Eve. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are commenting there. One guy says, my son's birthday, this is for you, Miles. My son's birthday is December 23rd, and we always went out of our way so that we never screw him over on gifts.
Yeah, it's not the parents. It was the aunt and uncle. But again, once you're an adult, who cares?
It's the aunt and uncle.
It's not aunts and uncles. It was you, Aunt Kathy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See? I told you there's bitterness. Amongst all of us.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room. We already said that. All right, Devin, here's your first question.
Hey, who is this Devin?
I believe it's Devin.
Devin?
Yes.
Thank
nice.
God.
All right, nice.
And he's sober today. All right. And he's 19 years old. Here's your question. What Canadian actor's 1999 memoir was entitled Get a Life?
Can we get a hint as far as the field he's in?
Canadian actor.
Canadian actor.
I gave you nationality.
What year?
The memoir came out in 1999, I believe the year before our friend Devin here was born, and it's called Get a Life.
Oh, I know it.
Mm-hmm. It's based on a quote.
Oh, well, I don't, so I'm going to pass.
Is it Martin Short?
No.
No.
Come on. Captain
T.J.
Kirk.
Hooker now.
I'm T.J. Hooker now. William Shatner.
Shatner.
Yeah. I didn't know Shatner was Canadian.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your question, Devin. The 19th Amendment to the Constitution secured what group of people's right to vote?
Women.
All right. Nice job, Devin.
Did he say that singular, like woman?
Yeah, they only let one vote originally.
You know.
I'm pretty sure he said woman.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Tyson. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello.
Hola. Hola. Tyson, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober.
All right. Tyson, welcome to the show. And Big Dummy. Thanks. Our men's room poll, pick one to never celebrate again. Tyson, will it be Christmas, your birthday, the Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl again?
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm hating today. I am hating
today.
What
is going on?
The
Super Bowl?
It's Tyson, by the way. It says here on my call screening screen, Tyson, .. like the chicken. Now, are those your words, or is that what they are telling me?
No, that is my words. It's what your family deserves.
Oh, wow.
So you never go Tyson like Iron Mike?
Yeah.
No. Straight chicken.
Straight chicken. Tyson the Chicken Man. All right. Here is your question. In what year did the San Francisco 49ers become the first five-time Super Bowl champs?
1995.
Damn.
Wow.
You know Tyson, what? You're right. Our family does deserve it.
That was very impressive.
He earned his way in. Okay.
And he doesn't want to watch the Super Bowl.
Right. He nailed that, but he's done now.
I'm sorry. He knows the year that they won their fifth, and he doesn't want to watch the game?
I guess he wasn't impressed. He just remembers.
I love football, but sorry. It doesn't rank up there with Christmas and Thanksgiving.
What is it about Thanksgiving that separates itself so much from the Super Bowl, in your mind?
It's
my food selection, I believe, Super Bowl is better.
Look.
And probably of equal health value. But
Thanksgiving and Christmas, all right? No matter what, they both include family.
Sure.
All right? You can get rid of one family event. You know what I mean? I'm keeping the Super Bowl because it involves friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't need a bunch of family stuff.
Right.
Birthdays tend to go more family type. So
it depends. Well, we have kids, so it goes more family. Ted, I'm guessing yours is freaking
Christmas
Eve. Yeah,
that's what I'm
saying.
It's a family event. So I just need one friends thing in there. I don't want to give up the only friends event that I have, you know?
Now you just sound lonely and desperate.
I'm not saying that. I mean, Miles, I love my family.
Yeah. I was going to say, some people might just like their family more.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I love my family, too. I just don't want to hang out with them like
you know what? Order. It's more likely that I love my family than like them. I think that's probably the best way. But I love them.
I need a break.
Even you, man. You know who you are.
Uh-huh. Our game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Suck up on it.
Hola.
Yeah. Thanks for the offer.
Yeah, Ken, that's awful sweet of you.
Kenny, you sober or not sober?
Dun, 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 dun. Stone cold sober.
All right.
I'd hate to see you when you're drunk.
Yeah, me too. Or on coke. Don't ever do cocaine, Ken.
Pick one to never celebrate again. Christmas, your birthday, Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving. Where are you going?
Well, first off, I agree with Ted. Hanukkah is just a propped up holiday. My wife's Jewish, so, you know, I feel semi-okay saying that. You got.
You'll find out tonight.
The Son of God versus man. That candle stayed lit a really long time. I'm just saying.
I just watch a Family
I'm just
Guy.
Saying, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'd rather worship the King of the Jews for one day than 8 days.
Right. So anyway, I'm over 40 years old now, so let's just get rid of the birthday.
Okay.
Birthday
the
it
good
is.
News is once we get over 40, we worry about birthdays.
Ken, I agree with you. That would be the holiday I'd give up as well.
Miles, people have asked on Twitter, and it's the same thing I asked. And no, you don't get to watch the Super Bowl at all.
No,
and
right.
You can't have the snacks.
No, you can't do anything.
Right. None of that's happening.
You got to do something else
that
day.
It's just like Tuesday. Nothing's happening.
I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to run errands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right, you're
going to
be productive.
Because there's things you can do. Where
you're going to do things like dust. It's just a Sunday with no football.
Thrill? I don't dust. We all know that.
That's good to know. Good to know. All right, here is your question. Which president died of a heart attack only 2 years into office? He got there in 1921. He exited in 1923. What did you just do?
Sorry, that's a bad thinking sound.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, but Taft. He was a big old fatty.
Cleveland?
Not big old fatty Taft, nor was it Cleveland. It would be Mr. Harding.
Oh, Harding.
Great-grandfather of Tanya.
He had Harding of the arteries.
Oh, wow.
See what I did there,
the
Ken?
The original Warren G.
Yes, the original.
Wow. Nice reference.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man. Mount up.
All right, here's your question.
Presidential.
Who was the Greek equivalent to the Roman god Neptune?
Poseidon.
Too easy. Right.
Well done.
Wearing a shirt with Poseidon on it.
Well, oh, see, of course you are.
I knew somebody that somehow along the way had gotten a chair from President Taft. Like
a
their
chair?
Family.
All yeah. right. Okay.
And they're not lying. I weighed 350 pounds, and that chair was massive.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How big was he reported?
He had to be like that big or maybe 400. I mean, they had to put in a special bathtub for him.
In the White House?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Damn. We call it a jacuzzi.
Right now. It's got bubbles.
Lay off me. I'm hungry.
Game is a big dummy. 844-999-OLA.
All right, but when you're that big, I would think no matter what bathtub you get into, how much water is displaced?
Well, you don't put much in.
Yeah, I mean.
You put like 2 inches, and then you submerge up to the next.
Yep, right. And you sit down.
That's got to be, you save a lot of water.
Yeah, maybe, man.
Like he can only turn the jets on in the hot tub once he's in it. Because otherwise they would dry fire.
They leave a hickey on his back, on the intake valve.
Yeah, the thing's been learned.
I'm serious, man. Like, yeah, you don't need that much water. It fills up quick.
All right. That's good to know. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey!
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Are you sober today, Chris?
I am sober.
All right, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. You got to give up a holiday, and you'll never celebrate it again. Will it be Christmas, your birthday, Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving?
I got 2 kids. I can't really do the whole partying thing anymore. I'll give up my birthday.
All right, birthday.
Wow, you hear that, kids? Too. You just rip the soul out of a man.
You do. When you have kids, it takes your birthday away, too.
Yeah, the party's over.
It
your
really
birthday
does.
Becomes meaningless.
Okay. All right.
All right, here is your first question. What was the name of the 2005 Bravo reality series featuring Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown?
Oh, I think there's only one show I know for Bravo, and that does not involve them. So I'm just going to go Queer Eye, even though I know that's wrong.
That is incorrect. The show would be Being Bobby Brown. I'll tell you what, man. Hang on the line for us. We'll step away. We'll get back to you on the other side.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, game is Big Dummy 844-999. Hola, if you'd like to be a contestant, we have Chris on the line. Chris, you are working now on question number two for Team Sober.
All right, Chris, here is question number two for you. In nautical terms, what does stern mean?
Stern, that should be the front of the ship.
The back.
The back?
Oh. Yeah.
The back.
The back.
Oh, the front of the bow.
The bow.
The bow. Check the bow. Wow.
The only way I remember is that B makes me think of back, but it's reverse. So bow's front, stern is back.
Jesus, Dan.
That's an interesting way to get from point A to point B.
It starts with this
B.
letter, but this letter is not the correct thing.
So it's got to be the opposite of the letter that I'm thinking should be the logical one.
But it works for it. I dig it.
Yeah, man, it works.
All right, where on your shoes would you find an aglet?
Isn't that the little ring that goes, like, to put the threads or the string through?
It is. Okay.
You'd be all correct.
What is the little thing that is at the top of your shoestring? In other words, the little tape around the top. You know what I mean?
There's a name for that, too. I know that solely because of cocktail.
And I was debating which one it was. When you said aglet, because there are two things I always get confused.
Right, the aglet and, oh, crap, the aglet might be the thing.
I think it might, but there is a definitive name for both of those things.
Yeah.
I just get them confused. Anyway, a Big Dummy is the game, 844-999. Hola, who is our next contestant ready to play?
Hello, James the Beer Guy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, James, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Sounds like you're smashing around some bottles back there, James.
Yeah, I'll hold up a minute.
Bottles and James.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. James, men's room poll. Pick one to never celebrate again. Will it be Christmas, your birthday, Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving?
I'm probably going to have to go with the consensus on the over 40 hour stop at the birthday.
The birthday?
Yeah.
Okay,
so, birthday's gone.
How old are you?
44.
That's why.
Okay. Yeah,
that answers itself. All right, here is your question. In the movie The Terminator, what does the cyborg remove to repair itself?
Part of his face?
His eyeball, just the eyeball.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You must have an old model to take out the whole thing. So this is...
Well, I feel that part of his skin, but anyway, go ahead.
All right, your question. What is the heating element in an easy bake oven?
A light bulb.
You do know how to cook.
That's right.
Very good.
It's just a light bulb.
That's why it took so long. It didn't matter what it was. Because I used to have one that looked like a little Pizza Hut, right? And then you could have a pizza kit, and you can make pizza. Then they had some where you made chocolate chip cookies.
Did you really have an easy bake oven?
No, but I had friends that had them.
Okay.
Well, I'm serious. They were very exciting as a kid.
They were
You're like,
exciting.
I'm going to cook with a light bulb, but then you realize it takes forever to cook with a light bulb.
Did you use it after you're done playing with Barbies?
Before, most of the time. You didn't have a friend with an easy bake oven.
My sister did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, normally you have somebody who has a sister who's got one of those things. Yeah. Like, can we make cookies?
You're just one of the few cookies. People I've heard. Like, your excitement about using it. I'm like, I don't know that I ever actually
used it. Well, you're excited about using them until you use it once. Then you realize how bad it is. And you're like, I'm glad I don't have one of those. Game is a Big Dummy 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Cheyenne, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Good. All right, Cheyenne. Our men's room poll. You got to pick one to never celebrate again. Will it be Christmas, your birthday, Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving?
Well, on this issue, I find myself, as I do on most things, in agreement with Thrill, where...
Oh, good.
I cannot give up the Super Bowl. I love football too much, so it would have to be Thanksgiving.
Man, I wouldn't pick that one, but okay.
Which one are you picking? Christmas?
I'm picking my birthday.
Oh, your birthday.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. My kids are still young, and they get excited about my birthday. They really do. It makes me feel good. But she can keep it. But once they're 18, they're like, now it's done.
It used to be that you get laid on your birthday. You know what I mean? Like, and after that kind of went away, after that went away, then I was like, you know what? It's not that special of a day anymore.
I'm not excited about it.
Me neither.
I'm just older.
Right. I've rarely gotten laid on my birthday.
That's what I mean.
Well, you're normally with family.
I used to go back east all the time.
Go back to my mom's house.
Yeah, probably only once. Because if you're not in a relationship on Christmas Eve, it's hard to throw out a booty call. And I've tried.
Yeah, no, because people are with their families.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's with family. All right. Here's your question. Where on a baseball cap would you find the squatchy?
The squat.
Squatchy.
On the bill, I don't know.
That little thing on the top of the head.
Yeah, it's that hard little nub on the top of the head.
Yeah, where if you get where someone beats you there and hits it, knocks it in your head, you're like, ah!
And then you get squatch itch. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What is traditionally broken at the end of a Jewish wedding?
Is it a champagne glass?
No, it's your pride.
Oh, yes. And the father's wallet.
Very good.
Is it? Yes, a glass. Yes.
A glass. All right, I didn't know if it was a
mazel
wine glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was saying I didn't know if it had to be a champagne glass.
Wait, is that when you say mazel tov?
It's a little bit easier to break, and that's the reason why.
Oh, I see.
Because it's a thinner glass.
So like, you want to use a thick water glass.
You want to use a. You want to use something like you don't want to use crystal. Something that will go up into the bottom of your heel. Our game is Big Dummy 844-999 Ola.
Plus, that would just be gaudy.
What?
Using crystal just to smash it?
Oh, rub it in all the guests' faces.
Yeah,
I made a money, bitches.
Waterford.
Yeah. All right, Waterford crystal. Bye.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Ryan, sober, not sober.
Sober.
All right, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. Unfortunately, you're going to have to give up a holiday to never celebrate.
You're going to say halibut.
A haba baby. Will it be Christmas, your birthday, Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, because it's the history of it is the exact polar opposite of what we were taught in school, and I'm not down with that.
So do you not celebrate Thanksgiving?
You don't have to bring the room down, brother. I mean,
I celebrate it, but if I got to get rid of one, I might as well get rid of the one that's about that high genocide.
Well, when you put it like that, Jesus Christ.
They put that on the butterball turkey. Celebrate high genocide with us.
And be thankful. By the way, people are chiming in here. It says
you still live here.
Right. Hey, hang on the line for us, Ryan. Hang on the line. The aglet is, in fact, the plastic piece tip of the shoelace.
Should I change Thanksgiving to high genocide?
Yes.
Yeah, men's room poll. More of a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.